welcome to the Sinister Sisters podcast. This is Felicia.
I'm Lauren.
We're best friends.
And we like spooky stuff.
Oh, yeah. We're back again. We just had a really good friend gossip hangout that was like very rejuvenating to me.
I hope so. Felicia always has the best stories of her kids and just, I don't know. It's just wholesome, beautiful content.
Oh, yeah. I sent, I don't know if you saw it yet, but I sent you a TikTok that was like, when your best friend, and it's like this girl like with her arms out and then it's like lives in another state. And then she's like sad.
I was like, it's true.
That's me. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, I guess let's go ahead, get into recommendations because I actually have one this time. Yes. I watched I almost said the wrong name. The Wonder. Is that right?
Oh, yes, with Florence Pugh.
With Florence Pugh. The Wonder that's on Netflix. It is, it's a new movie. Well, you know, it's a month or so old by the time you hear this. But it's basically, it's an interesting concept. And it takes place in Ireland in the olden days. To be specific, it says 1862. Dang. And this girl, this like 10, 11-year-old girl, apparently has not eaten for 4 months anything. And so Florence Pugh plays a nurse that is sent there to like observe her and like figure out what's going on. And it was very interesting. It's like, it's slow. It's kind of quiet. It's like one of those movies. I would say it's like a drama first with some thrillery, horror-esque vibes, but it's really more of a drama. But it was very interesting, and I really liked it.
Amazing. It's been on my list for a while. I hope to watch it soon.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't know. Hopefully. I was happy. Oh, it's also got like an interesting framing device. I don't know if that's a spoiler. I don't know. I'll just say it's got an interesting framing device. Check it out. You know what I mean.
I can't wait. I love her so much. I'll watch her do anything. So I'm just excited to see it.
Yeah.
I can't remember if I talked about this on our last podcast episode. So now I'm worried, but I watched VHS 99. Did we talk about that?
Oh, no. Because I talked about it, I think.
Yeah, I really loved it.
That was a while ago. Oh, good. Yeah.
Did we talk about Cabinet of Curiosities yet either?
No, we did not talk about that. But we didn't talk about VHS. Like, I didn't hear what you thought about 99.
Oh, okay, great. I really liked it. I haven't seen any of them, so I had, like, no point of reference.
Not the original?
No, I know.
Oh. But I watched the original for the first time this year, so... Yeah, it was very scary. It was very scary.
Yeah.
VHS but did you like the demon girl?
Loved.
She was so, she was like the best part for sure.
I agree. I totally agree.
What's her name?
And she's in something else. I know. She's in something else that I also just watched because I was like, oh my God, this girl.
Oh, okay. I was trying to think, what is her character name?
It's like Betty. Amazing.
Something. I don't know, but I know. She's great.
It's like a... Because it's not really a demon name. Wait, I think I know because I also watched Deadstream. I think that's what she was also in.
Oh, I haven't seen that, but I believe.
Mabel is her demon name.
Yes, Mabel. Oh, it's so good.
Excellent.
She's like, yeah.
And I like.
She's so good. I made a face. I know you can't see
Deadstream. I liked Deadstream as well. Yeah.
Is that a similar kind of thing? Is it like a anthology?
It's not an anthology, but it's basically a like internet guy who's going to like go into a haunted house and try to live there or stay there for 24 hours, no matter or whatever for the night, no matter how scary things get.
And things get very scary.
Exactly. It kind of reminded me of that other movie that is also found footage that the host team did.
Oh, Dead Cam?
Yes. I'm like, I can't hear anything.
Did I say
after
the right
I
thing
just...
or did I say the wrong thing?
Everyone listening to this is going to be like,
no, I said the wrong thing. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to
dash
say...
cam.
Dash cam. What did I say?
Dead cam.
Ah, it's all the same. Dash cam. Dash cam.
Dash cam.
That movie it reminded me wild. Of that.
Yes. Oh, okay. It reminded me of that because it's a kind of annoying internet personality guy.
Okay. You mean like and- us? Just kidding.
I hope that just blasts in people's headphones.
I shouldn't have yelled. I'm so sorry.
I like the yelling. But it's equally like scary found footage, cool special effects kind of thing.
Nice. Nice, nice.
Yeah. And then I did want to, I know it's not horror, but I did want to say that I loved season 2 of White Lotus. I just was totally obsessed.
I've never seen an episode. I don't
you
know
gotta
nothing.
Watch it all.
Okay. I keep hearing that. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm down.
Honestly, you could almost watch it with your family. And there's some weird stuff in the first season. I don't know. It's up to you.
Okay.
There's just some weird sex stuff that I predict could be uncomfortable with your fam. Yeah,
that might be weird. That might be weird. What was, sorry, what was the other movie you said that you watched? Oh, Cabinet of Curiosities. Yeah, yes. I didn't watch the whole thing for some reason. I like started watching it in October and then like my life got derailed and then I have not actually finished it. But the first episode was great.
Yeah, there's like definitely favorite episodes and lesser for me strong episodes. But I really liked it as a whole and thought it was like fun to watch and interesting and cool. Like different storylines.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. I have to go back to it. Yeah.
I love any kind
Anything
of
else?
Streaming horror.
Yeah. There's so many movies that I want to check out that are like are in theaters. Like I still want to see The Menu and I wanted to see Bones in Them or Them in Bones or whatever that is.
Oh, Bones and All.
Bones and All. Like there's all those kind of movies like that I'm like, I need to go back and check out once they hit VOD for sure.
I was just going to say, I don't think I – did I talk about The Menu last week?
I don't think so.
Then no. I did see The Menu, and I am sad to say that the first act is much better than the second act, but it's okay. I don't know.
Was it not funny? I thought it was supposed to be funny.
No. That also was not funny. Confusing to me.
There the tone like, was weird.
Yeah. It's like I thought it was going to be like Ready or Not, I guess. Or like, I don't know. I just thought the tone was going to be more like this is unsettling, but there are funny things. And like we're making weird jokes. And Ralph Fiennes is kind of funny too. And like, no.
Weird. All right. Yeah. Noted.
Yeah, it's again like, you know, it was I really enjoyed, I think, the first act. And then like the second part, I was just like, I don't know how I didn't really like how the direction they went, I guess.
All right.
But
anyways, you know, I was just reminded. Sorry, my brain is like 1,000 places. What is that girl's name? OK, this is going to go a lot of places. What is the name of the movie that – The Watcher. Okay, it's the girl from The Watcher slash – no, it's not The Watcher. I'm sorry. What is the movie with the crazy techno soundtracked sex demon movie where it's like you, if you have sex, you pass the demon?
Oh, yeah. It Follows.
You know it. It Follows. Sorry, the girl from It Follows.
That was the girl from Watcher. You were right.
Oh, I was right. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So I just saw a trailer for something, and she's in another some
Is
new
it the hiking
movie.
One?
Maybe. Is it this one, Significant Other? Yeah, it is a hiking movie.
Mm-hmm.
A young couple go on a remote backpacking trip to the Pacific Northwest. Yeah, so I was like, oh, I just love her now since – I just love that she doesn't do much, but I can't look away from her face.
I agree. I totally agree. So simple and like, so good.
Yeah. But anyways, that's enough chit chat. Let's talk. All right. So my story this week is a hometown haunting for me.
Woo!
And so hometown. The most hometown I've ever done, for sure. It takes place
on
basically in... it's basically in my neighborhood, almost. So I had mentioned a couple episodes ago, which I know was like months ago, that I went to a haunted house growing up at this place called the Landon House in Urbana in Frederick, Maryland. Mm-hmm. And it was like such a freaking well done haunted house, like genius. And definitely like my first haunt experience, probably. Like I think I went in middle school and I was just amazed by the whole production and terrified, of course. So, and they had done like, I don't think they had. Oh, what? Go ahead.
What's like the number of employees? Like
there was, it was tons of people.
Or like 40. Oh, wow.
Like 70. Like there were so many people in this haunted house that were after. Because, okay, so you went through the door and then each room had a different theme throughout the entire. So, okay, the Landon House is like a mansion. I should say that.
Okay.
And so you went through all these different rooms with all these different themes or whatever. And then, of course, a guy with a chainsaw chases you out at the end. But the one like that's burned into my memory, which I think I talked about, was just like all these kid actors they had hired to be zombies at a dinner table eating flesh. Just like eating body parts. It was so amazing. It was incredible. And yeah, but there was like so many people that worked there and, you know, maybe it was cause I was in middle school, but it just felt so huge to me and it was amazing. And then in addition to that, I had gone there for like some school things. Like they used to like, maybe it's because of where I grew up in Maryland, but there was a lot of like reenactments about the Civil War in my area. Did you have this in Virginia?
I don't think we did, which is sad.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's okay. But like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. We just had a lot of that stuff going on.
Were you in?
No. But they would have these things and you could go to Landon House. They'd do like a Civil War history lesson and people would be like dressed up and like they would show you like what are the games that kids played in Civil War times and you'd hit the stick on the hoop and whatever.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Good stuff. But there was also, yes, things like that. There was also like rumor that the Landon House is very haunted. And I remember, I mean, I'm sure nobody that is important will hear this, but I remember my brother told me one time that like he had been friends with a girl whose parents owned that house, even though it was only used for events. Like no one lived there, but that he like got to party in that house at night a couple of times because they would just sneak in, which I think is just incredible. But yeah, there was always rumors that it was haunted. And so I wanted to look into it and be like, is this real? Like, is this a haunted place? Or was that just like a neighborhood, you know, thing to pass the time by is talking about the haunted house down the street? And I think it seems pretty haunted. So the first thing I looked up was just like, because you know what, something's like your town. I'm like, is this even going to show up on Google? Like, right. It feels so small to me. But Landon House, it has its own Wikipedia page. And I was like, oh, we're famous. Okay, great. And then it appeared on like all these different like haunting in the States, whatever, websites, haunting is in Maryland, blah, blah, blah. And then this one guy did like a TikTok of like different haunted places in Maryland. And he mentioned this one. And he said that it had been featured on an episode of it's like My Haunting or My Something Haunting. I can't remember. So I looked up that episode and there is like a whole segment on the Landon House. And I was like, oh, so there actually was things to look up. So it's a little short.
It's amazing.
But there is enough, I think. So now that I've talked a lot, let me actually tell the story. So in 1754, along the Rappahannock River in Virginia, sat the Landon House. Because it was actually moved to Urbana, Maryland. So it started in Virginia, in your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
And then they moved it to Urbana, Maryland, where so it started out as like a silk mill. Don't know. That's what it says on the internet. Then when it moved to Maryland, it became the Shirley Female Academy. So it became a school. And then it became the Landon Military Academy and Institute. And at that time, the basement, this is bad, was used for like sleeping quarters for slaves. Not good.
No.
And then the biggest bit of history it has is in the 1860s in the during the Civil War, a General J.E.B. Stuart took over the mansion and had like his cavalry yeah. staying nearby, and he was staying at the mansion. And on September 8th, 1862, they hosted this huge ball called the Sabres and Roses Ball. And it was like one of the most famous balls of the Civil War. Like, it's, I don't know, in the books for some reason. And then the next morning, him and all of his soldiers went off to fight the Battle of Antietam. I hope I said that right. Which ended up being the bloodiest battle in American history to this day.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Good. So basically that particular battle was between Confederate Robert E. Lee's army in Northern Virginia and then Union General George B. McClellan's Army of the Potomac, and they fought in Maryland. Very bad. So basically, it had a combined total of 22,717 dead, wounded, or missing once the battle was done.
Wow.
22,000. It's almost 23,000 people. Like, that's insane. That is the population of Frederick, Maryland, basically, I think.
Wow. And before, I don't know, there were so many fewer people in the U.S. at that time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So it was a very bloody battle, and then they ended up turning the Landon House into basically a war hospital.
Ghosts.
Ghosts. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? But yeah, it was a war hospital for Confederate and Union troops, and still has original signed and dated Civil War sketches on the walls there. Drawn by soldiers from the North and the South, and it's actually on the National Register of Historic Places. Because that's one thing, like, it's been, refurbished, but never changed over the years, and that's because it's a historic, you know, landmark, I guess. So yeah, in terms of the hauntings, the first one that I can find note of on the internet of was in 2003, a worker witnessed an apparition of a Civil War soldier, and he said that the entity walked in one of the front doors, paused in the foyer, and then went up the stairs and then dissipated into thin air. Dun dun dun.
Soldier ghosts are the scariest, I think.
Oh yeah, super scary. And then another worker was quoted saying, so the basement seems to be the most haunted area of the house. And a worker is quoted saying, people feel uneasy about being in the basement of the Landon House. This is where the worst spirits are. From its days as a military hospital, the dead and dying are felt in the depths of the basement. There is a feeling like the Amityville House. The dirt floors might still hold buried dead, and who knows what horror lurks from the days when the basement was used as slave quarters for the mansion.
That's
totally true. It's like you think about the people suffering, you know, the abuse and enslavement in the basement. And then on top of that, it becoming a Civil War hospital. It's like, okay, there's a lot of bad vibes there for sure.
Yep, I think so for sure. I always think about that time you felt those weird vibes in that basement. It's like, there's bad energy.
Yeah, I told someone else that recently, someone that works there. And they were like, yeah, I don't like going in that room. And I was like, I know. Like, there's something about it. It feels like, I feel like as soon as I'm in there, I have to get out. Because I feel like claustrophobic and like just this very bad energy. It's so weird. It's so weird. We're talking about the basement of a bar that we frequent, because a lot of my friends work there, and anyway, I've done some theater there, but it's just this one room that like I can't go in, or if I have to go drop stuff off, I just drop it off, and like I just try not to like look around, because it just makes me feel disoriented.
Yeah,
it's very strange. Yeah, very
scary.
Weird. super scary. So on this website, it mentions the West Michigan Ghost Hunter Society did a weekend long investigation of the landed house in 2004, and paranormal activity was experienced in a majority of the rooms. Whoa. Along with the former Calvary's encampment site, which is nearby. So some of the things they talked about was temperature drops. Let's see, particularly in one of the rooms that was used as an operating room when the mansion was the hospital. Yes, ew.
A lot of severed limbs.
No. The basement, which of course we already talked about a bit, has extreme negative and angry feelings to it. Unexplained footsteps were experienced in the hallway, and they also did some photography, and there's a lot of orbs and mists all around. But yeah, and then on the ghost TV show that I watched that mentioned the Landon house, they talked about the fact that at some point there was a family that lived there that, I hope I have this name right, Luke Taryn and Brine, and he had five children there with his wife, and that all died before they got to adulthood. And so they also believe that there are some children ghosts in the house.
The second as spookiest. Well as,
second, yeah.
Soldiers as, and then kids.
Soldiers, then kids. Yeah. And then they also believe that there are some dog ghosts there. They say that they – so, you know, dogs were used in war for various reasons, but – that there were some kept in the basement, and there's like claw marks, and so sometimes you can like hear the dogs. It's just like scary and sad.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that, Rufus?
I know, it's terrible. But yeah, and so I don't know. It was kind of cool that I think I did get the name mostly right. Captain Luke Tiernan Brian. Okay, I did say it kind of wrong. But yeah, so he was there, he owned it, and he died in 1912. So yeah, just a lot of bad stuff went down there in the 1800s, it seems like. But yeah, and now, you know, I don't know what's going on there now, honestly.
Do you know if they still do
it's still the haunted house? It doesn't, I mean, it's hard to say. Like, I don't really see much about it. The Landon House at some point had a website that doesn't seem to be active anymore. So I'm not sure. I think they were trying to renovate it in the last, I think like 2014 or something. They did some sort of refurbishing of it, but I'm not exactly sure what's going on at this point.
Wow.
Yeah, the last thing I can find is from 2016 in the Frederick News Post, which I subscribe to because just on there, just on my email. But yeah, it says owners of historic landed house propose redevelopment. And so they were trying to, I don't know, do something with it. But I have no idea.
Yeah. Well,
it's a really cool house, though. I'll post pictures.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. That's the Landon House. My spooky amazing hometown mansion.
Close to home. Close to home is always scarier, I feel. It's like,
oh,
you were there.
For sure.
You were in that house growing up.
Yeah.
I love it. Amazing. So I'm taking us to our next story, which is La Pascualita. I don't know if I'm saying that right. I was going to say, you probably could tell me, right? Maybe not.
I don't know. I'd have to see the spelling. And even so, even it's still. Like,
it looks like Pascual and then Ita. Pascualita, maybe. But it is a, yeah, if you want to look it up.
Mannequin or mummy, is that it?
Yes.
Okay, I'm already invested. Tell me all about it.
Yes. So it is kind of a tourist attraction now that's in Chihuahua, Mexico? Is that how you
Chihuahua?
Say that?
I hope so.
I hope that's how you say it. It looks like the dog. So that first, this tourist attraction first appeared on March 25th, 1930. And it's basically a very realistic mannequin. that appeared in the window of a bridal store. So she has this like very expressive face, thick eyelashes, a glassy-eyed gaze, but her hands are the most weird to me. So they're constructed just very detailed, and her legs even have varicose veins, which is real, detailed.
That's so creepy.
Isn't it creepy? And she has wrinkles, and she has this kind of like strange color to her skin. And then, of course, real hair, which is just really, they really went all out on this mannequin. So it's an interesting choice, as I said. And the shop owners, you know, are there to sell wedding dresses. So they're not really, I don't really know why they kind of went to these lengths. But not only did this mannequin look very realistic, but it also looked very similar to the daughter of the shop owner. And the shop owner was Pascuala Esparza Perales de Perez. So there was this local legend that started, that's very creepy, that her daughter was the owner's daughter, was preparing to be married, and her mother closed the store for the day of the wedding. But then a few days later, the store was still closed and people started to wonder about, you know, where they were, where these owners were. And the people in the town found out that her daughter was bitten by a black widow spider and died from its poison moments before her wedding. I know.
Dead. That's crazy.
Dead. And then another version is that she had a scorpion that was hiding in her wedding dress and she collapsed on her way to the altar. I like that one. The drama.
Yeah, that's good.
So the shop owner was devastated at her daughter's death and many believed that the store would never open back up. But then a few weeks after her death, the store opened back up and people came in to, you know, comfort the owner. And they found it really odd that the owner wasn't really upset or as upset as they thought. And she said that her daughter would always be by her side. And it was right at this time that this brand new mannequin appeared in the shop window. And so this led people to believe that this was the perfectly preserved body of the daughter. So when customers asked,
is this the second story like this you've done? Is this your thing now?
It freaks me out. All these preserved bodies just existing. Yeah.
Or maybe the third one. I could actually think of two other ones that are like not, I mean, this one, it hasn't been a mannequin yet, but just people keep it around their dead loved ones.
It
for a little too long.
Is it a theme that I have too many of these stories? Maybe. But
they're freaky. It's so freaky.
So customers were asking about the mannequin. She told them it was made in Paris. And
lies.
Don't you like that? I know.
Like, actually, I made it.
Actually, it's my daughter, my dead daughter.
Oh, God.
But since March 25th was the Dia de la Encarnación, which is just the Feast of the Incarnation, Pascuala called the mannequin La Chonita as its nickname for incarnation. Wait, incarnation. How does that sound weird?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, visitors gave the mannequin a new name, which was La Pascualita, which just means little Pascuala, named after the owner. And rumors started to spread that a doll this detailed would be hard to make, particularly for this, you know, pretty small bridal shop. And so they started to question whether it was this mannequin or whether it was the dead daughter. There's another local legend that claims that she was a mannequin, or at least started out that way, but that a visiting French magician became so entranced by this beautiful mannequin that he would visit the bridal shop each night and bring her to life and like taking her around the town and dancing with her and then returning her to the shop. But of course, there's all these, you know, people who have claimed that her eyes follow them, that she's moved her eyes, her fingers, even smiled. A shop worker there claims that just her presence.
Did you say her fingers smiled?
her fingers and even smiled. Like, she moved her eyes, her fingers, her smile. Oh,
sorry. So you said, and even her fingers smiled. I said, what?
She had little smiley faces on them.
Spirit fingers. Oh, spirit fingers. They're possessed. That's fingers.
Good. That's,
I'm sorry,
a good joke.
Please continue.
I like that. So this shop worker said she's very unnerving every time he goes near her. My hands break out in a sweat. Her hands are very realistic, the varicose veins. The shop worker believes that she was a real person or is a real person.
Hmm.
And there's another story about a taxi driver who saw her moving in the bridal shop. And he saw her dancing in the window, fell in love. And then when he came back to ask the shop owner was like, that there was no one there. It was just the mannequin, which is scary.
Mm-hmm.
What else? There's another legend that says there was a couple arguing across the street and it turned into this fight. And so the girlfriend broke up with the guy. And then as she crossed the street, her ex-boyfriend, I guess because she had just broken up with him, reading the story, I'm like, ex-boyfriend, I guess, of 2 seconds ago, pulled out a gun and shot her before running away. And the woman that lay dying in the road looked over to the mannequin, and she claims that La Pascualita looked back at her and smiled. And then later at the hospital that night, the doctors agreed that it was a miracle. And the woman credits La Pascualita's smile to, like, people finding her and taking her to the hospital and getting her help.
Wow.
So I like that. Who knows if that's true? Yeah. But people still claim from that story that if she smiles at you, it meant you were going to have good luck for the foreseeable future.
Oh, I like that.
So as decades have passed, you know, it's been a while that she's been standing there. People have seen the drying and receding skin on her hands as proof that she really was a body. I don't know. I know.
God.
I don't know. I'm like, would a mannequin?
I need to zoom in on the photos? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, zoom in on the hands.
Yeah.
But I do think if she was a body that was embalmed as a mannequin for over 80 years in the sun, I mean, wow. I don't know that is possible.
I mean, probably not, but it's fun to think about it.
It's fun to think about it. The other kind of sad thing is I did a lot of research into this name of the bridal shop owner, because the mannequin's called La Pascualita after the owner whose name I gave at some point, Pascuala Esparza, that long name. And she doesn't really exist outside of legend. So there's someone with her name, but she died in 1967 and only had two children that were both boys. And none of her relatives died at the time that this mannequin showed up. So it seems like it's mostly legend. The shop is now called La Popular La Casa de Pascualita because the legend has made this a huge tourist attraction.
And are they still selling? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine. The craziest thing is that the mannequin has a dedicated Instagram and Twitter account where you can look it up.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait. Is it like Jennifer Tilly with her Tiffany Instagram?
I think so. It's like, it's a little, I think I looked it up after I did this research and I do think it's a little silly. Like, it's a little,
she's
got a character. But the sad thing is the owner of the shop works extremely hard to keep this like legend going. Mm-hmm. But however, in 2017, La Pascualita was gone for 9 months when the owner lent her out for an exhibition. And then when she came back in 2018, many noticed that she had changed. So it caused this big uproar in the community, but there really haven't been any answers to why that happened.
How?
She looks totally different. So some people think that maybe they lent her out and then discovered that, like, whoever they lent it out to discovered that it was a corpse and they had to, like, make a replica or say, like, you can't do this anymore.
Can't do this anymore.
Others believe that
would be amazing,
right? Like, they're like, this is a body. I don't know.
We're gonna have to call someone.
Others believe that the soul of the original was somehow transferred to this new mannequin, or that the original was just like laid to rest after being displayed for 88 years. I feel like sold to a big money buyer is my answer.
Oh, sold. Yes. Yeah.
Right?
I'm sure Guillermo has her.
Right?
Probably. I don't know.
Somebody bought her and then they were like, we'll put up this other one. But
that's crazy. Also, she's got to keep the shop open.
I know.
What does she sell? Is it still wedding dress?
I think so.
Should I get my wedding dress from there?
Yes, we both should.
We should.
We'll do a joint trip. It is weird. Yeah, the pictures are really creepy. So we will definitely post pictures of her. I'm going to try to find like a before and after, like a after the change happened. But it's pretty creepy.
I would love it was just like this amazing mannequin and they just brought one back from like the Gap and they were like, yeah, it's not so different.
They just give her
or
a good
Target one.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
it's really true. But it is weird to me that it just changed over and like the owner, like no one's acknowledged it, like nobody's been like, this is why.
That is weird. That's right? Very weird.
So
yeah. I can't wait to look at the Instagram, find the original though.
yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's it this week. I will try not to do too many more possibly embalmed bodies, but I can't make any
promises. I think I like it. I think I'm into it, actually.
I think I'm just so fascinated by like the concept of like a, yeah, it's like to me, like the soul is gone. So like, why would you care so much about preserving the body?
I mean, Lauren, I think it all goes back to your fear of dolls.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I think it's all the same. I think it's like there's something when you're scared of something, you can't help but like have an interest in it in some way.
Yeah.
Of just like, yeah, that like uncanny valley thing of just like something that's not, that no longer has a soul, but it has like human features. Yeah, Lauren. Go to a psychiatrist. Just kidding.
Every podcast session I just said, this is my fear this week.
Yeah. By the way, I'm looking up the photos session. Or I looked up the Instagram and it is extraordinarily realistic.
Right? And it's just like a small bridal shop.
Yeah. I mean, it's very weird.
It's very weird. It's like they put all their money into this very realistic mannequin.
Yeah. It's crazy. But yeah, we'll post pictures.
We definitely will. Well, thank you all for listening.
And we hope you have some sweet, sweet nightmares.
Bye.